This is GQDN for Friday, June 5th, 2026. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/GQ26 by swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious drink mixes. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. Good stuff up there. More stuff tomorrow. And by stackup.org. In today's news is only the Summer Games Fest showcase. Day of the Devs will be talked about tomorrow during the weekly show. But today, this is going to be brought to us by IGN.com. And we're going to go from bottom up because that's the way that they did it. Because they announced stuff right off the bat. And they opened the show with Resident Evil Veronica. And it is a remake of the Resident Evil Code Veronica. And that'll be out sometime next year. Now, that one has been rumored, but we'll see what happens. Then they showed up with a puppet. The Cuphead sequel and Mighty Cuphead Adventure is indeed coming. So the studio MDHR said there's going to be more Cuphead in the works. Right now, there's not a lot known about this, but it is a side-scroller, and they got a look at the Mighty Cuphead Adventure. It's an 8-bit game. Then things got a little bit scary. Alien Isolation 2 had a nice little show trailer. And yeah, it's a scary game. And I'll hope to take to the stage saying that the developers are creating a game about escaping the Xenomorph. Good luck with that one. I'm not playing it. You can. If there's a date that goes with the game, we'll let you know. If there's no date, well, it's pretty far out. But these are just announcements. Gen Atlas is next. And Fumito Ueda, sorry if I butchered the name, did have some masterpieces, such as Ico and Shadow of the Colossus. It's working on the sci-fi game, and there are enormous robots to climb up and take control of, possibly. Then we get to more scary stuff. NetEase unveiled Blood Message. Now this is we've seen Wolverine, but this is going to be actual swords and be more of an action-adventure game. It is in development for PC and consoles. So believe that this game is going to be out on PC and Xbox, PlayStation, and Nintendo. We'll see what happens. So you better bring your dodge and parry with this. But if you like some Stranger Than Heaven, well, they revealed that Tupac is in it. That's Tupac Shakur, the rapper. Yeah. And Snoop Dogg is also in the game. The release date for Stranger Than Heaven is January 15th next year. And Snoop Dogg stayed up on stage for a little bit longer to say that Death Row Games is still moving on. And we might hear about what's going on with Death Row Games very soon. So now if you want to know what goes on with the developers that made The Division, Hex is a new game that's coming from them. And they're going to be doing some cool sci-fi stuff. That's according to IGN. And they said that the release for this game will be in 2027. There's not much known about this, but it is coming. And Mikey is coming for you. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles The Last Ronin got a teaser. And that's all. That's going to have some good stories to tell if you're up on the comic books with that one. Oh, that's going to be something. Gundam Rogue Orbit came in after that. Bandai Namco did announce that Gundam Rogue Orbit is now coming. This is going to be a mobility action game with the new timeline in the Gundam saga. This game is due out in 2027 on PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, and PC on Steam. So prepare to suit up. Crossfire was next, and this is going to get bloody too. This comes from the former developers of Call of Duty, and it got a very cool cover, and it has a single player story to this game. Not bad. Guild Wars 3 showed up too, and that will be out on both PC and PlayStation 5. They didn't say anything about Xbox Series X and S or Nintendo. Not yet. Makes you wonder. Virtual Fighter Crossroads did show up too, because they showed a trailer which has a pretty interesting story mode by the looks of it, because it revolves around the Chinese mafia It'll come out next year. RuneScape Dragonwilds has a new trailer confirming that September 15th release date will release on Xbox Series X and S. It will also be on PlayStation 5 and PC. And like I said on twitch.tv/dawnforge, hey Golden, this one's for you. Mafia, the Old Country expansion, Man of Honor, will be coming August 14th. Just a couple months away. It has two new story chapters and exclusive pre-write content. And then we go back about 330 years, something like that. No, 350 years. My bad. My math's off. 1666 Amsterdam. 360 years? I have no idea. But 1666 Amsterdam is coming from one of the original creators of Assassin's Creed. And the prologue is now free to download on Steam and the Epic Game Store. So if you want to try this third-person story-led action-adventure game, you can do that right now. Console versions are planned for a later date. Yeah, then that guy showed up. Saw Genesis. This is going to be a 3v1 multiplayer game that's based on the Saw horror film franchise. It's being developed by the Blooper team, which made Silent Hill 2 remake, along with the co-development label Broken Mirrors Games and Enchard Studios. So yeah, if you like Saw, you might want to get that one. Lords of the Fallen 2 is also coming to Steam this fall. Star Wars Zero Company is also coming on August 27th, and it will have Anakin Skywalker before he becomes Darth Vader. The Blood of Dawnwalker. We know that it's coming. We just got a new trailer for it. And man, this looks pretty good. But if you want to watch something instead, Among Us is getting an anime series, and it'll be on Paramount Plus. So if you want something to watch, you might want to watch that. Yeah. Okay. Monster Hunter Wilds Ascendants will be coming out next year. It's the expansion for Monster Hunter Wilds. Then we're going to go racing. Hot Wheels Infinite Rush was revealed along the debut trailer. Infinite Rush is due out September 24th, priced at $50. PlayStation 5, Xbox X and S, Steam, and the Epic Store. And Switch 2. Then here's another racing game, Clutch. It's an open world racing game from the former developers at Forza Horizon series. And they got a story trailer showing off some of the characters. Spring next year. And we got some quick ones. Power World 1.0, July 10th. The Wolf Among Us 2 comes out next year. Wolf Among Us Remastered this holiday season. Stellar Blade Blood Rain was indeed a surprise. Shift Up made Blood Rain, and it has a new protagonist. Street Fighter 6 gets 4 DLC characters, and the DLC is Final Fantasy. They got Tifa, along with the powers of Materia, is going to be there too. But they weren't done. The biggest one for Summer Games Fest had to be Final Fantasy VII Part 3. Final Fantasy VII Revelation. That's how they closed it out. And the voice of Vincent Valentine, Matt Mercer, was also there, along with the director, Naoki Miguchi. And they went on with 3 trailers about the game, going through the gameplay system, the battle system, and everything else that's going on about the game. What a thing. I know. I'm going to be talking about that tomorrow night, because that game is going to be out next spring. Yes, next spring. That's coming tomorrow night in the weekly show. Like I said, we're going to be talking about Day of the Devs 2, PlayStation State of Play, some of the indie games that's going to be showing up there tomorrow, and next week is going to be Xbox, because Monday's going to be everything about Xbox and PC games. Yeah, all that good stuff. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2026. All rights are reserved. We'll see you tonight. I'm sorry, we'll see you tomorrow night for all of the gaming news. Yeah, I'm a little excited about Final Fantasy. Sorry. Go play some video games, people.